Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, who is sponsoring this chus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're only a psachim Daf Samechvav in the Oizvader edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloch Yud Beis. We're starting the two dots, 10 lines from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Bo Bishur Abiyudo, Loikitshu Tachas Ha'agof Shvi Yerushalayim, which means, we mentioned in the Mishnah that from the Agaf is when you close the doors, basically the doorpost, where the door shuts up. From there to the inside of Yerushalayim is part of Yerushalayim. From there to the outside of Yerushalayim is considered to be outside of Yerushalayim. But what about the Agaf itself? What about where the doorpost itself is? Says Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Gedusha underneath the Agaf, underneath the doorpost. You know why? There are Mitzuroyim there, they're standing, they were standing out of Yerushalayim. When it became very hot, there's a torching sun, or there's rain, they wanted to have a place to put their head under. What did they do? That was the reason when Beis Din were Mekadesh Yerushalayim, they left these doorposts, not Kadosh, so then the Mitzuroyim could come there and protect themselves from the sun or the rain. So they go, according to that, the Kavasola Kichutachas Agov Shal Harabais. So according to you, why are you saying only the doorpost of Yerushalayim? What about the doorpost of Harabais, which was inside? Between Harabais, Mokav Kodesh, the Hazara, to Yerushalayim, that also should have be Kodesh. And well, who will benefit from that? Because the Zovim were sent down not out of three Machnas, but out of two Machnas. The Mitzuroyim were sent out of Yerushalayim completely. The Zovim were not sent out of Yerushalayim completely, but they were sent out of Beis Hamikdash, was Machnas Shechino, and they were sent out of Harabais, Machnas Leviyo, and they couldn't go in there. So they should be able to stand under the doorpost. You should say the doorpost of Harabai is also not Kodesh. Answers the Gemara, Mitzoyro ain lo eichon nehagen. Zav yesh lo eichan nehagen b'chol Yerushalayim. Big difference. The Mitzoyro is out of the city. He has no protection. There's no roofs out of the city. So the only thing that can protect him is the doorpost. But the Zavim, where are they outside? They are in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there's many places they can go and protect themselves. But says the Gemara, B'yuchon b'madio b'shem Pinchos, I saw the Rabbonim. When they come to Harabais, you have to remove your shoes. Where do they put their shoes? They put the shoes under the Agaf, under the doorpost. That's a riot. They didn't have a Kaddish it because it would be Kaddish. They would not put the shoes over there. Rav Shola Abchia Rabo. Gogos Yerushalayim Mayim. What's the din with the roofs of Yerushalayim? Does it have Gdush or not? Omer Lemi Madim Matli Matlo. We know there's a mashal, you should say this expression. Pischo bezeiso, Pesach is one kazais, because there were so many people that were part of the carbon, each one got only a kazais. Ve'aleilo misbor igario, and they would sing hallel on the roofs, and it would make the roofs break, because they would sing hallel with so much noise, it would be considered as if the roofs broke. So one understands from this, that if they were doing hallel on the roofs, they ate on the roofs as well. Sadom or Gagris Yerushalayim Kodesh. That means the roofs of Yerushalayim Kodesh, you can eat Pesach over there. Rav Yirmer, Rav Mashu, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yitzchok, B'Shem, Rav, Gagris Yerushalayim Chol. Says no, the roofs of Yerushalayim are not Kodesh, they're Chol. Hi, how do they eat Pesach there? So the more the Bavli says, they didn't eat Pesach there. They ate Pesach in the house, but it was a little very crowded, so they went up to the roof to sing the Hallel. So the more about Tanini min Agov v'lefrim ke lefrim min Agov v'lechutz ke lechutz. We said from the doorpost inward is kodesh. Mashra, even the roofs are kodesh. Answers the Gemara in the Pesach Vav Amud Beis. Posalo begag mevutzor la'avir chotzer hi masniso, which means the roof is open to the chotzer. What does roof open to the chotzer mean? So the Korban Eidah Prei Moshe explained that we're talking about a roof who has the same height as a courtyard in Yerushalayim. But Reb Chaim disagrees, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. So it means that the roof is open to the chutzah, referring to the walls. The walls of Yerushalayim are surrounding Yerushalayim. Any roof which is beneath the wall of Yerushalayim means that the house is not so tall, doesn't exceed the height of the Chaymus Yerushalayim, is considered to be open to the chutzah, which means the courtyard that the Chaymus Yerushalayim create, and the email it's Kaddish. When we said the roofs are not Kaddish, or roofs are sticking over the walls of Yerushalayim. But we learn that the windows and windows of the on the wall and the width of the wall, which was the top of the wall, has a dim Yerushalayim. So you see, even on top of the wall is still Kaddish, That's a riot to Reb Chaim's explanation. And we talk about anything which is within the wall, the Gemara said it's considered to be Kodesh. When it says the top of the wall is Kodesh, we talk about top of the wall which is surrounded by a wall. What does it mean? You have the top of the wall surrounded by a wall? There's the following pasuk. It's a pasuk from Gilas Eichel. This is fascinating because this daf is the daf which is learned on Tisha B'Av, and the Gemara is quoting here a pasuk from Eichel. He made a velus for the chel and the choyma. What is both? What is chel and the choyma? Shura ubar shur, which means there was a big wall surrounding Yerushalayim, and there was a small wall which is inside the big wall. So when we say the top of the wall is kodesh, referring to the small wall which is surrounded with the big wall. Says the Gemara, im oivei choyma kitchu kol shekhen cholim. If you tell me the top of the wall is kodesh, of course the window is kodesh. Why does the Mishnah tell you that the window and the oivei choyma are both kodesh? Omar v'acho b'chaloyin shal gabei aguf nitzricha. We talk about the window which is above the doorpost. Even though we just said that under the doorpost is not Kodesh, that's only under the doorpost. But the window which is above the doorpost, that is Kodesh, even though it's sticking out of the doorpost. The tunnels which are below Beis Hamikdash, they have it in Choyel. The gogos Eichol Kodesh, and the roofs of the Eichol, they're Kodesh. That's the gogos of Beis Hamikdash itself. We see from the Mishnah on Maseches Tamid the what? The tunnels of Kodesh. Because it says, Medur Oysosham, there was a fire over there, or Beis Hakisa Shel Kovod, and there was a bathroom of Kovod. Why was it called Kovod? Zaya Kvodoy, the Kovod was that there was a door. Matzono, Yodea She'esh Avodom, if it's locked, it means someone is inside the bathroom. Patuach Yodea She'esh Avodom, if it's open, you know it's available. Now, where is this bathroom on fire? It was in the tunnels below Beis Hamikdash. So one understands, if you put a bathroom in the tunnel, that means the tunnel is not Kodesh. Not going to put a bathroom in the Mokom Kodesh. So the Gemara says, when a person relieves himself, that's not Tumo. That's for Nikius. A person has to clean himself. So Beis Hakisa is not a problem to put in Mokom Kodesh. We're not going to put in Beis Hamikdash itself. It's not Mechubah to put in Beis Hamikdash itself. But it could be that under Beis Hamikdash is still Kodesh, and you still put a bathroom there. So what is the source of the mechilos or not kodesh? Someone became tameh, became a bal kari in Beis Hamikdash. So he went in the tunnels that go under the Beis Hamikdash. There's candles lit in both sides. Until he reaches Beis Hatfil on the other side of Beis Hamikdash. In kodeshu yelech lo biktara. If the tunnels are kodesh, why are you allowed to go on the kodesh, go to cross the entire Beis Hamikdash to go to the mikvah? They should have made for him a mikvah which is much closer wherever he is. Or tell him to go from the outside. Elamai, you see from here, the tunnels are not kodesh. That's why I don't care that he goes under Beis Hamikdash in the tunnels, even from one side to the other, because it's not kodesh, and with there he reaches the mikvah. So that's the raya that the tunnels don't have kedusha. Halacha Yud-Gimel Zok Temishtim. You have two groups eating the Korban Pesach. They have to make sure not to mix with each other. So how do you do that? Each one faces the other direction, so they don't look like they're eating together. You can have an urn of hot water in between, and then the shamish, which means the server, the waiter, he can take water from one and give it to one chabura. He can take water from the same urn and give it to the other chaburas. Even though they're using the same urn, it's fine. Kasha, shamash oymed limzoik, when he goes to pour hot water, koyvitz is bibo machzir es ponav at shemagia tzach chaburas of oichel. So the server, the waiter, he belongs to one chabur. No one can belong to two chaburas. If he has to serve the other chabur, what does he do? He goes to the other chabur to serve them. While he's doing that, he closes his mouth and he's facing the whole time his original chabur. So there will be no suspicion that he's eating in both chaburas. And then actually he goes back, then he eats. The kala has a rishus, that even when she sits with the chabur, she can turn to the other direction, because people look at her and she's embarrassed. It says not to take meat out of the house. How do you know you're not taking meat from one chabur to another chabur, where the Mishnah mentioned? Maybe both chaburas eating in the same house, they can eat together. Talmud Loima Lo Yisoytzi Chutzo. Could just say Lo Yisoytzi Min Abayis. Why does it say the word Chutzo out? It means from one Chabur to the other. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mikan Shimoytzi Chutzo Chabur Shum Ischayef. From here you learn that taking out from one Chabur to the other is Chayef. So if so, why you have to say loy toitzi min abayis chutzo? Say in the pasuk loy toitzi chutzo, don't take it out from un chaburo. V'na'an ami, we would say, im chutz chaburo shem ischayev, lo kosher chutz abayis. If ischayev taking out from the chaburo, so of course ischayev is taking out from the house. So why do you have to say both chaburo and house? Something went up some chzayin and mudal on top. Rav Emi asked a question which answers this question. Hoitzi mi chaburo l'chaburo b'shnei batim. That's the gizor of Rav Chaim. He went from one chaburo to another, and he did it in two different houses, because each chabur is sitting in another house. Chayev shtayim mishum loy toitzi min habayis, or mishum loy toitzi chutzo. Do you say that he's chayev two lavim, one because he took it out of the house, and second because he took it out of the chabur? Is he chayev two or not? So the Gemara says, if you want to tell me he's chayev two, it explains why you need both things in the pasuk. We say don't take it out of the house, and also we say don't take out of the chabur. To tell me if someone took it out of the house and out of the chabur, he's chayev two lavim, one for the house and one for the chabur. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Samech Vov.